From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, Washington remains hopeful about dialogue with North Korea despite a rejection by leader Kim Jong-un's sister. With 30 days remaining till the Tokyo Olympics, South Korea has set the goal of winning 7 gold medals to rank in the top 10. And more consumers are boycotting Coupang amid suspicions that mismanagement of safety concerns contributed to a deadly fire at a distribution center. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. Washington remains hopeful that North Korea will positively respond to its outreach. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price relayed the government's stance in a briefing on Tuesday after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister Yo Jung criticized the U.S. for having the wrong expectations for dialogue. Price said the U.S. is aware of Kim Yo Jong's statement, but it has not changed Washington's view on diplomacy, adding that it will have to wait and see if the comments are followed up with more direct communication about a potential way forward. He said that the U.S. government remains prepared to engage in principled negotiations with the North to deal with the challenge of its nuclear program and that its policy on North Korea is aimed at resolution, not hostility. After a year-long delay, Tokyo is gearing up to launch the Olympic Games in exactly 30 days from this Wednesday, as countries around the globe continue to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. South Korea has set the goal of winning 7 gold medals to rank in the top 10. If realized, it would be the 5th consecutive Summer Games that the country achieves the feat. Bae Ju-yeon reports.
According to the Korean Sport and Olympic Committee, the national team is aiming to win 7 gold, 11 silver, and 14 bronze medals at the Tokyo Summer Olympics to rank among the top 10 for the 5th consecutive time. As of last Friday, 196 South Korean athletes have won Olympic entry in preliminaries for 92 events in 25 disciplines. South Korea hopes to sweep golds in archery, as the nation has a strong Olympic record in the discipline, having won a cumulative 23 gold, 9 silver, and 7 bronze medals. While South Korea swept all 4 golds in both men and women's events at the 2016 Rio Games, there are a total of 5 expected golds in Tokyo, including a mixed team event. Taekwondo is another sport to watch, with the nation so far having won 12 gold, 2 silver, and 5 bronze Olympic medals. In the 2008 Beijing Games, all 4 South Korean athletes who competed won gold. With a record 6 competing this year, the national team has set the goal of bringing home at least 2 gold and 3 silver medals. 4-time Olympic shooting champion Jin Jong-ho is seeking to add any medal in Tokyo, which would make him the country's most decorated Olympic athlete to date. Other disciplines South Korea hopes to medal in are judo, fencing, women's golf, baseball, and men's football. Pyeongchang, KBS World Radio News.
Over 600 new COVID-19 cases were reported on Wednesday for the first time in 13 days. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency on Wednesday announced 645 infections compiled the previous day, bringing the country's accumulated caseload to 152,545. Of the new cases, 605 were local transmissions and 40 were from overseas. This is the 4th consecutive day the number of foreign transmissions was in the 40s, continuing a concerning upward trend. South Korea has reported its first case of multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children in an adult affected with COVID-19. According to the local medical community on Wednesday, a 38-year-old man was diagnosed with MISC at Seoul Asan Medical Center in late April. The case was disclosed recently through a research paper in the Journal of Korean Medical Science. Prior to this case, South Korea reported 5 MISC diagnoses linked to COVID-19, all in children. Public outrage is building against e-commerce giant Coupang as more join a boycott campaign first sparked by the death of a firefighter responding to the blaze at its distribution center. Controversy has spread to the company's food delivery app, Coupang Eats, as a restaurant owner reportedly died while under pressure from the company over a customer dispute. Mark Wilson Che reports.
E-commerce giant Coupang remains at the center of public outrage nearly a week after a fire blazed through one of its main distribution centers, killing one firefighter. Coupang customers are canceling their accounts as they call on others to join a boycott amid suspicions that mismanagement may have had a role in dismissing early warning signs. Public criticism arose when news reports pointed to sprinklers within the distribution center failing to activate during the first 8 minutes of the fire that began in the early hours of June 17th. They may have been manually turned off due to multiple false alarms, staffers say, as triggered sirens have been disregarded many times before. Workers at the distribution center exclusively told KBS News that early eyewitnesses of the flame reported it to managers and asked for help, but were routinely ignored. They said they were unable to call 119 as most workers are banned from carrying their phones outside of break time, sparking concerns of the invasion of privacy. The testimonies come as controversy boils over delivery app Coupang Eats. National media reported on Monday that a restaurant owner in her 50s died of a stroke incurred while under pressure by the company to satisfy excessive complaints from a customer who had ordered food through the app from her establishment on May 7th. The foul-mouthed customer demanded a full refund for a fried shrimp that had discolored after being left refrigerated overnight. Civic groups protested outside Coupang headquarters on Tuesday, accusing the company of providing insufficient mediation in the dispute, and instead heaped the burden of resolution on the restaurant owner. Restaurants and customers are quitting the Coupang Eats app, as the firm issued an apology and promised to set up a task force to protect restaurateurs from malicious reviews. Some restaurants plan to file a complaint against Coupang Eats with the Fair Trade Commission next week. Marco Sinche, KBS World Radio News.
Finance Minister Hong Nam-ki announced that the government is not considering universal COVID-19 relief payouts. Hong reaffirmed the government's negative stance on the ruling Democratic Party's push to offer stimulus checks to all households at a parliamentary hearing on Wednesday. Speaking before the National Assembly's Strategy and Finance Committee, the minister said the government is discussing with the ruling camp ways to provide active financial support to those hit hardest by the pandemic. He said the government is considering an extra budget in the low 30 trillion won range to fund the relief, adding that the extra budget would be within the excess tax revenue. The ruling Democratic Party on Wednesday unilaterally passed through the Parliamentary Public Administration Committee a bill aimed at allowing an alternative holiday to be designated for all public holidays that fall on a weekend. While the current system only applies to Lunar New Year, Chuseok, and Children's Day, the bill, if it passes Parliament, would allow substitute holidays to be set for all public holidays. The bill is widely expected to be put to a plenary vote during the June extraordinary session as the ruling party is pushing for the new system to take effect before Liberation Day on August 15th. However, businesses with less than 5 employees, which are not required by law to give paid leave, were excluded from the new bill. The main opposition People Power Party has boycotted voting on it, arguing that excluding such businesses goes against the objective of the alternative holiday system. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 12.31 points, or 0.38% on Wednesday, closing the day at 3,276.19. That's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.